Thank you. I see the recording has started, so shall I do the roll call, Olga?
Yes, please, Lynn. Thank you.
Thank you. We have on the call Saeed Jamil.
Hi, this is him.
Rafik Damat.
Hello.
Victoria McEvedy. Olga Cavalli.
Hello.
Charles Gomes.
Here.
Sorry, Chuck, I'm not used to that name.
I don't have to spell Charles. If I say Chuck, I have to spell it twice.
Michael Young and SS Saskatchewan.
Hello.
And for staff, we have Julie Headland, Gisela Gruber-White, and myself, Glenda Saint-Jerry. And Gisela will be taking over the logistics of all the calls for us in the very near future, taking it over completely from me.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Gisela, and thank you very much for sending our calling details for this conference call.
Sorry, I'll get to interrupt you. And we have two apologies, Claudio Diganji. And Krista Papak.
Okay, yes, they sent emails apologizing for not coming.
And Rob Hogarth.
And we have Rob also.
Yes.
Anyway, they have been very active in the email list. Thank you, everyone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. First, I would like to thank very much Michael for taking the lead in the last conference call. And I heard the MP3 recording and I read all the transcripts and I think he did a great job and I thank him very much for that. And also I would like to review the agenda. It's quite long, but I think if we go, it shouldn't take long, each of the things. We have detail in the agenda, and unless you want to change or delete or add something now. So should we start with the agenda? Okay. The first thing that I proposed to you yesterday or the day before is reviewing the status of pending issues that were said in the last conference call. And the first was a letter to the OSC. I just received a draft copy sent by Michael on the list. I don't know if you already had the chance to review it. I think it is a very good letter, but I wonder if we should send this letter now, and it's a question. I'm not saying that I'm against of sending this letter. In the light of the latest news sent by the board that the agenda for the GNSO restructuring should take longer, and this is my understanding of the message sent by Julie and also sent by Glenn, by Denise, I'm sorry, to the GNSO council list. So perhaps I would like to share with you some ideas about this letter. I think the letter is fine, but my question is, should we send it now, or perhaps we could wait in the light of this delay of the process? Any comments?
Sure, guys. It's Michael speaking.
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
I'm not sure. I agree with you. I think we should hold for now. I'm not sure if it's clear yet whether or not we'll... I don't think from the statements that have been made whether or not we're clear that these charters will be go through their public comment period and be approved before or after we've finished our recommendations. I think that's still kind of up in the air. So I think until we know that, know whether or not there is a timing issue, we should hold the letter back because the letter explicitly describes a timing issue. I don't think we know that we have one anymore.
That's exactly my impression. Other comments?
Yeah, I'll jump in on that one because I had views on the sending of the letter.
Oh, I don't know who is this. I can barely hear a voice. It's Victoria?
Only a very short paragraph and summary, and so I think it is we should just wait and see. And it may well be that after we've seen the actual resolution, that it might be appropriate to do something in some kind of form, perhaps a revised form. But Yeah, I agree with Michael.
I'm so sorry, Victoria. I cannot understand very well what you say because I hear you very, very low. But I think that you said you agree with Michael.
I do. I think we should.
Oh, now it's better. That's great.
So, look, I think we should just wait. We haven't seen the actual. And we should just wait to see that. And it may well be that we don't need to send a letter at all, but it may well be that we decide that it's appropriate still to sort of very politely remind them that our work is coming and ask them to consider it in the process. So I agree with Michael.
So we wait and see?
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea?
Yes.
Any other comments?
Olga, just a couple bits of information from the council list.
Yes, please.
I, along with someone else, and I forget who it was on the council list this week, after we saw Denise's email, raised the more specific question of, whether or not they're going to be specific in terms of time frame for seating the new council. Haven't seen a response for that yet, but several of us are concerned that we get some specific direction. There's a clear indication of delay, and I think it was Tony Harris that actually mentioned on the list that it would be good that the council be seated not at a teleconference meeting, the restructured council be seated not at a teleconference meeting, but at an in-person meeting, and the next one of those would be in Seoul in October. So that's probably reasonable that might be the target, but we have asked that be specifically stated. And secondly, with regard to the charter approvals, my understanding, and Julie, you can help us here, is that the board has asked staff to actually come back with some recommended changes in the charters. Is that correct, Julie?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. Yes, I saw the comments that you're mentioning, and as far as I have seen, I have received no responses, no concrete responses about timing. So about the letter to the OSC, we can agree that we wait and see how this process evolves, right? Okay, so this is our first point in the agenda. Going to the next one, 1.2, project plans. You, during the last call, agreed to develop a preliminary project plan suggesting timing for completing subtasks. We have received the one corresponding to subtask 2 sent by Victoria and subtask 2 sent by Julie and Chuck. Deadline was today, Friday 22. I would like to ask the leaders of the other two subtasks, which are Krista apologized, but Tony talked to me yesterday on the phone and he said he was going to get involved with this issue, so maybe he's joining with us in the call during today, or I can call him during today or tomorrow. But he promised to send this information soon, and perhaps SS, you could tell us some idea of if you could send this plan maybe by early next week what's your comment about this?
Yeah, SS, Olga, I have already sent a mail where I have indicated that 2 weeks from today, and only thing that I have not updated the form. So you can take it that I have sent the information.
I didn't understand you very well. You say you will send it soon?
I already sent a mail which was about 1 or 2 days back.
I haven't received it. Maybe I have some problems receiving your emails because you told me about one email you said on May the 11th and I didn't see you until you resend it to me. Did you send it to the list?
Yeah, it is sent to the list, but I have not updated the form, only indicated that 2 weeks from now. So I'll update the form just in a day or two.
Okay, great. So in a day or two, we will have your form updated, and we have comments from Tony that he will get the table updated from his subtask. So this is our... Any comments to this 1.2 point in our agenda?
Just that I don't think that SS's email made it made it to the list. I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen it, but he also mentioned an email that he wanted some feedback from myself, and I didn't get it. So maybe you have some. I've been traveling also, and I lost some emails in the way. But as in the case that you, as you, just as you did the other day, that I didn't reply, and you see no responses from myself or from others, just resend it or ask some of us. Perhaps we have some problems in between the networks. Okay, so we go to 1.3.
Minute, Olga, let me check
yes.
the sent mails.
Could I add a comment too, just very quickly?
Sure, Victoria, go ahead.
First of all, yes, I didn't get your email either, but just in case it's helpful. But also, I've only done part of my task. I've only done the constituency part of the plan. I haven't done the stakeholder group analysis part of the plan, but I can do that in the next couple of days.
That'll be fine, Victoria. And one more thing, that I had sent a mail to all three of you participants, which was on 11th of May, and I'd like to know if you have received or no, or else I'll repeat it, maybe check up whether something wrong with my side.
I have that email, I'm looking at that, but is that your work plan, SS?
Good, thank you.
Is that the work plan, is it, for task one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, because I was confused by that, just maybe other people were confused or not, but I thought that this email of yours of the 11th was the identification of best and bad practices.
Yeah, that I gave, plus there I have requested, it was not sent to the list, it was sent only to three of you, and I have requested comments and suggestions. So
yes.
Maybe I'll try to be more clear.
I received that email, and I would like to comment in a while because I have included in the agenda.
Hello, good morning, Tony. I'm Tony.
Tony.
Late, sorry.
Good morning. How are you?
Sorry to be late. Traffic problems.
No problem. Yes, SS. Go ahead.
Is it Julie said that she has not received? Who said just now that?
Let's do the following. Because it seems that there are some emails lost in the way. Could you please resend these two or three emails that you mentioned in SS, and we can set another time, another due date for this for completing this this working plan. Maybe we can agree on Tuesday, 26th of May.
No, I'll go ahead with my target what I put, but I'll repeat these mails to all of you.
Oh, great.
And maybe add up a little more of from my side to make it clear, be clear.
Thank you, SS. And Tony, that you just joined, and we talked about this yesterday on a private call. We're talking about completing the project plan for subtask 1, 2, 3, and 4. You are with Krista in to send a plan for subtask 3, and we agreed to have this plan by another due date by Tuesday 26th. Is that okay for you?
That's no problem. I can do that.
Great. Thank you. So, SS, please resend the emails and try. We try to have all these working plans already shared and updated into the wiki by Tuesday 26th. We can check that in our working email list.
Olga, just Chuck,
yes.
a clarification question. Did I understand SS to say that he needed 2 weeks rather than just till the 26th?
No, in 2 weeks I'll make recommendations for the work team to go through and give comments.
Oh, okay. So the work plan, the 26th is okay for the work plan.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Great. And 26th is okay also for you, Tony.
Yeah, it's okay. I've got everything in my head. I just have to put it down. That's all.
No, that's okay. So we have some more days to complete that task. about 1.3 identification of best and bad practices. We have more time. I don't know. Did USS send something to the list? Maybe you can resend this email that you mentioned.
You are telling to me, Olga?
No, I just understood from your from what you were saying that you sent something in relation with best and bad practices.
It was not so much bad and worse. It was the analysis.
Okay.
I repeated this mail to you.
Okay, yes, that, I know it.
Yeah, in
okay,
that one
great.
I have written that what is good and what is bad. It's not exactly bad, and I didn't mean that. It was a simple analysis.
Yeah, I know, and I would like to comment in a few minutes. Okay, so in 1.3, we still keep the due date for Friday, 5 June, for sending these comments. We still have the same people in charge of the different tasks and subtasks, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay. And point two, any comments? I'm talking too much, and maybe I don't have.
I missed something.
Comment.
What is that second date of the 5th of June? Because I know next Tuesday you want the working plan for the subtasks. But what is June 5th?
It's 1.3 of the agenda, identification of best and bad practices. That's something that was agreed during the last conference call in May 8th, and is to try to identify in between the working charters and the information from constituencies, best and bad practices, so we can add this information to our output documents.
Everybody participates in that. It's not assigned to different groups, right?
That's my question. I'm not sure because I don't remember from the last call, from when I heard in the last MP3 recording, this was agreed with the same people that different subtasks were assigned. Maybe someone in the working group can help me.
It sounds like it's probably expected that all of us would contribute
okay.
there. I mean, that would seem to be the logical thing.
Okay, let's share some ideas in the list. We still have some time ahead and see how the information comes to our list from the different people participating. Any comments? Okay, we'll go to point two. Comments to the letter drafted by Julie. I sent some comments to the list. Julie, I think it's a good letter. I only suggested a change of order. It's an email that I sent to you. I think it's a very good letter, just putting what we request first and then some explanatory information after the question that we're making. That's the only suggestion I have. But I think it's a very good letter, and thank you for preparing it. Any other comments to the letter sent by Julie? Okay, so we should, if we agree on the... Julie, could you make the comments, the changes that I suggested, and send it again to the list?
Yes, Olga, I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, and if we all agree in the list that this is the letter that we want to send, we should proceed, right?
Well, is there any reason to wait for, if there's no concerns other than the one change, could it then be sent
okay.
on?
Yeah, that's my suggestion was very small. I mean, it's only changing some order of the letter. Okay, so perhaps, Julie, you can make the changes and proceed.
Yes, I'll make the changes, and, you know, as you see, it's a memo to come from you, so I'll make the changes and, you know, send it to the list, and then, you know...
I send it.
Right, exactly.
Great. Okay, number three, comments on how... this is my concern about how to enhance constituency participation in our working team. I'm so glad to have Tony and to have Zaid in our call, because we have some people who are very active, like Chuck, Victoria, SS, Michael, Claudio has participated also, and Rafik. I would encourage Zaid and Tony to review the documents that were prepared by our IGAN staff, where there are two tables, constituency analysis and proposed stakeholder group chartered analysis with information from different constituencies. It would be great if you can review these documents. Chuck has already made his comments, and Victoria has also made her comments. So if you could add, delete, or suggest changes to this table, it would be great, because this will be the base document to make our further analysis and make our recommendations. So I would encourage you to review them. They are very well drafted and ordered, so this would not be a problem for you.
Just a point of clarification. You're asking them to mainly look at the columns that relate to their constituents.
Yes, of course. Yeah, but I'm sorry if it was not clear what I said.
I've been doing that. Yeah, I've been doing that already, Olga, and I have some comments in a few days. I do have to refer back to my constituency on that, too.
Also, not only about their constituencies, if they can add some other information that could be relevant to the document, that's fine.
Sure.
Great. Are there any other comments about these two documents that we are mentioning? We received, as I mentioned, comments from Chuck and Victoria. As I see them as the base document for our further analysis, I think we should agree on having them with all the information that we think is relevant.
Well, I think possibly, I don't know what Chuck thinks, but perhaps when you see divergency in some of the procedures and the way the constituencies have been set up and operating, I mean, we were pretty much left up to write our own bylaws, and we had guidelines, but there was some leeway to do things differently in each constituency. I don't know if you agree with that, Chuck.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. I think we're going to find that there are places where it's good for consistency across constituencies, and there are other places where flexibility should happen. So one of our goals will be to try and find that balance, and our only real guide is what the board recommendations say. So, and in some cases, it may come down to a board decision, like we're seeing with regard to the restructuring right now that's going on.
Yes, and another point is you see comments like, well, it's not evident. Let's take an example of our constituency, the ISPs. I think there was a comment to the effect that we don't, our website does not reflect the fact that we do outreach, mm-hmm. And how we put into effect efforts to increase our membership and things like that. And I think that's probably what you could say. Well, that's our sin, because we do those things, but we don't flag them in our website. So it's probably an omission, not an omission of information, but not an omission of action.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Should we move to point 5? Any other comments?
I have one more on point 3, Olga.
Sure, please.
The second sentence says, should we have a conference call on Friday, May
29th? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm traveling. I'm at LACNIC next week in Panama.
I know.
And
you're going to Panama.
Traveling.
I know. I missed that meeting. One thing that we were worried in some emails we exchanged with Michael and with Julie and Robert is that perhaps in this call there were some people not attending, like Krista and Claudio, and maybe it could be necessary to have a conference call next Friday. I think that we have a very interesting group of people today, and perhaps Krista and Claudio could follow the list and the meeting minutes and listen to the MP3, and we can have our regular schedule and have our next conference call in 2 weeks. Do you think it's fine?
It's okay with me.
Okay.
I think also that this, getting back to the first sentence in point 3, comments on how to enhance constituency participation in our working team. Maybe this is being discussed since I was late on the call, but perhaps we could find out who's going to be in Sydney and perhaps schedule at some time which is convenient to everybody, get together there, and we may be able to bring some more people to the table.
That's a very good comment. And by the way, I have been exchanging some emails with Glenn and trying to find a date and a time during the weekend to arrange this meeting. I don't have in mind in this moment if we already have a lot of time. Glenn, perhaps you can help me with that.
And while Glenn's preparing to do that, we're going to need to try and find a time that is not too ridiculous for the people who are not there in person.
I know it's difficult.
And from, forgive me for using U.S. Time frame references, but those are the ones I checked. From the East Coast, we're talking about a 14 hours ahead and 17 hours from the West Coast. I'm going to be there as one West Coast person, so it won't be a problem for me, but for those that are calling in, that's where it'll be challenging.
Yes, I know. Tony, you'll be there, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
S.S., are you going to Sydney?
Oh, I'm not going.
And which is your time difference with Australia? It's not that much, right?
Yeah. I'm not right now sure, but I think it is 9 hours or so. And
9 hours? That's a lot. I thought it was less.
Yeah, no.
The idea was to find this date and time during the Saturday-Sunday schedule. It was not easy because CNSO has a lot of activity already scheduled, and we were trying to do that with Glenn. So I promised to try to find this face-to-face meeting. We already did this in Mexico, and I think it was the kickoff meeting, and was quite interesting. And we could repeat it and perhaps bring more people, again, talk to CCNSO and at large if they want to send some representatives. I already did this with CCNSO in their conference calls and talked to Wanda and tried to bring people from at large, but we can insist.
Olga, on this call is planning on attending in person?
Saeed, are you going to Sydney? Maybe he's on mute. Rafiq, are you going to Sydney?
No.
Victoria, are you planning to attend the meeting?
I'm not planning to. It's possible that a window will open up, but not at this stage.
Okay. Rafiq, you're not going, right? Saeed, maybe he's going. Olga is going, Chad is going. Michael, you're going to Sydney?
Yes, I am.
Great. SS, you're not going. And so we have more than half of the people in the call. And Krista, maybe she's going. She was in Mexico. Maybe she has to go to Sydney.
She usually goes, so I think that's a good idea. The main reason I asked that question, Olga, was so that we know what time zones we're going to have to accommodate, and that's helpful information, I think, for Glenn or whoever's arranging the Gisela arranging the time that's not too ridiculous for people calling in.
Let's do the following. We can send an email to the list and ask who is participating, if they can give us their time zone, and try to find a suitable date and time in Sydney. This will help Glenn. And this will help us knowing if the time that we found is fine or is totally crazy for some people.
One of the options we could do is to, for example, do an early morning breakfast meeting or something like that. That would be evening the night before. That for those that have the big difference. Now, one of the problems with that, if people have a less than 8 hour time difference or something, then that puts them in the middle of the night. But yeah, you're good idea, Olga.
Okay, I'll send it right now after we finish the call, and we try to find a good date and time to make this face-to-face meeting and allowing people for participating remotely. Thank you, Tony, for reminding me this this issue that I was missing. Although I have it printed in my face, in front of me, I didn't see it. Okay, I think we already covered point 4. I would encourage those who didn't review the document prepared by Julie to review it and make your comments, additions, or suggested deletions.
Could I make a comment just about point 4?
Sure, please.
I'm not sure if this is the appropriate stage in the agenda. We could otherwise deal with it in other business, but and I don't know what others think, but it just occurs to me that the reason I wasn't able to go on to do the second part of the work plan on stakeholder
yeah.
and stakeholder analysis, and then given this new information we have about the board's direction, i.e. both about timing but also about methodology, I mean, I just raised the question. I'd be very interested to hear what you and particularly Chuck think, who will have more information probably. I'm just wondering whether or not it's going to make sense for us to sort of bifurcate our work, or essentially do it in two parts. I mean, firstly, you know, perhaps we should get on with all our tasks on the constituency analysis and the constituency structural issues, etc. But because it just occurs to me, do we really need to wait for the board, the Structural Improvement Committee plus staff proposed changes? I mean, in a way, it seems crazy to be sort of, there's like these two parallel procedures going on, both dealing with the same material. Should we wait and then comment and see what we, because it basically says in that email from Denise that once the Board Structural Improvements Committee and the staff have proposed changes to those charters, then those charters go out for GNSO consultation. So, I mean, is the GNSO consultation, is that essentially us?
Good question, Victoria. Let's see if Julie can help us there. Julie, I'm getting the impression, although we haven't seen it specifically in terms of time frames, that staff relatively quickly is going to make recommendations for stakeholder group charter changes. Do you know whether that's an accurate assumption on my part?
Yes, that's true.
And by that I mean in 2 or 3 weeks. Do you think that's correct?
Yes, I think that's correct.
So Victoria's suggestion may not be too may not cause a lot of delays anyway. And so probably more conservatively, within a month, we may have a picture of what changes that the staff is going to come back and recommend be made in charters, which would give us more insight in terms of what will happen. Obviously, the stakeholder groups still have to deal with those, but probably that'll give us we'll be at a point where we're looking at a little bit more complete information. So I think our suggestion is probably good.
Yeah, I agree with that, Chuck.
Let me understand what you're suggesting, that we focus on constituencies and not on stakeholder groups. That's what you're suggesting?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I'm just saying we could get on now and do all our work on the constituencies and then wait for the board and the staff's recommendations on stakeholder group charters and then basically
Correct.
Comment on those. So just do we do things in two stages, really?
I think it's a very good idea, yes.
I agree.
Any other comments?
I think it's a good suggestion because working on something which may be invalid in a few days doesn't seem to make much sense.
Any other comments? Great. So I wonder how this impacts our working plan.
If I might say so, and this is probably being recorded, but it would seem that there is some possibility that things may be delayed in general across the entire restructuring plans. I don't know what you think, Chuck, but it looks that way.
Yeah, I think that's true. And as far as the work plans go, Olga, it's just a matter of adjusting our target dates on certain tasks, maybe.
Yes, you're right. I was just looking at them.
Our work plans are going to need to be flexible to deal with the realities of the situation. So we shouldn't view them as something that's in concrete that we can't change. They're
exactly.
going to change, and that's fine, and that's good.
No, I totally agree. It's just worth exactly looking at that there are different tasks, and some are related with constituencies, some are related with stakeholder groups, so maybe they have different timing in the plan. So perhaps we can review the timing for our working plans in the light of this delay, and maybe they are updated or no.
And I think it's okay for the little sub-teams to make changes on their own to their work plan as we go forward, and as long as those are published on the wiki, that should be fine. I don't think we need to make a real bureaucratic procedure.
No.
Yeah. So
totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay, let's each sub-team review the working plans. And also, this is something I asked Julie, and I tried. We are all able to make the changes into the wiki, so if someone wants to just go into the wiki and change some dates, that's fine. Or we can ask also Julie, that she's also very helpful, and she can make the changes.
The changes really aren't very hard to make. It's not
no.
a terribly user-friendly tool, but if you log in, you just click the edit button, and then once you made your changes, you hit save, and it's
yes.
done.
Exactly. Yes, I tried the other day and I added my last name in some, and it worked perfectly, so it's not difficult. Okay, so let's review the working plans, and I would suggest to go to point five. I have a question, and I would like to share some ideas with you. Okay, we have these documents, which are very helpful, prepared by staff and reviewed by all of us. SS made an excellent analysis of the documents produced by staff, and he made specific comments or suggestions and ideas that he gathered reading all this information. I think this is a good exercise towards what we should be doing once we have agreed on ground documents for preparing these recommendations. And I would like to share with you, maybe not completely today, but have in mind, how are we going to produce these outcomes, as our charter requests us to develop a document making recommendations on some issues. So it's not a big table, but I imagine that it should be a concise document with relevant recommendations, very specific and very concrete, that apply to the constituencies and stakeholder groups in relation with the task that we have we must review. So I like the analysis made by FS, and I wonder how are we going to proceed once we have agreed in working plans and in documents to have as based information and based knowledge documents.
I'd like
any
to join
ideas?
The queue. I'd like to join
yes,
the queue on
please,
that.
Victoria, go ahead.
Look, I mean, my only concern is that, I mean, I think it's very helpful that we have got all this stuff, and I think it should be sort of combined into some sort of great, you know, perhaps some base document for us as a working document. Until the actual subtasks, this is my own thought, but until the actual subgroups have done some work, I mean, obviously each subtask is going to come out with something in writing. And until we see the various formats and the kind of work product, I mean, I just wonder if we'll end up being process-driven, if it's too early to, you know, we should just wait till we get those reports and then decide how to combine the reports. I mean, maybe that, anyway, that's, I just put that down there, but...
Probably makes some sense.
I would agree with that as well, Victoria.
Well, as I said, yeah, Olga...
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, you have missed a sense of my that mail. In fact, it was a question whether staff can produce a comprehensive analysis. I have covered only 2 points and taken only constituencies. So now this is going to be helpful to everybody. And what I find now in this meeting is that staff is otherwise going to recommend to the board. So they are going to do that comprehensive exercise. So whether WT can have some analysis prepared by staff, I have just mentioned very clearly that a small, I've just done a small exercise, only taking two criteria. So all possible criteria, whether staff can look into. So it's a question of whether chair agrees to ask staff and whether staff is having time and all that to do that.
It's not at all clear to me what we're what we would be asking staff to do. Analysis of the whole of all recommendations related to our test seems like a pretty broad task. What are we really looking for?
Hello, Chuck, you are hearing me?
Yes.
Constituency, that there are six constituencies and they have charter. They have I don't get the name, a number of documents which are to be referred by WT. Now, instead of each member going through, they are not all aware of the very clearly they can't go through deep into the document. Whereas this information, staff has been going into those documents for a long time. Again, they will be making a report to council. Now, whether they can taking all possible criteria and listing out, tabulating that which constituencies is following, doing what in those criteria, and that will be helpful to WT. That is, we are not doing from the first principle, but some authoritative information is available to them to fall back.
I guess where I'm having trouble is that most of the constituency charters and their documents are not terribly long. So let me approach it this way. Julie, are you clear of what the task would be?
No, I'm afraid I'm not clear.
No, me neither. I don't get it.
My question would be, I had done an analysis based on the criteria that we had determined, that the work team had determined that we would consider in the original work plan. I see that SS had provided additional criteria to analyze. I certainly am willing to analyze additional criteria for each constituency if the work team agrees what those criteria are. But they would be then in addition to those that I believe that we've already identified in the various subtasks in the work plan. So short of knowing, what they are other than the few that SS identified, I wouldn't know how to begin on this, I think.
So SS, let me ask you a question. Would this approach work where any sub-team that's working on a task, if they have specific requests for additional information, that they would, request that of staff directly so they know exactly what to look for?
Before answering your question, I'll add to what Julie had just said. Now, what document Julie has prepared, it is a tick mark against all constituencies. That is, constituencies have met the criteria. But when I looked into that, I found it is not so. Casually, you find that everything is fine, but if you look deeply, it is not. That is what I wanted, to look deeply and list out as many criteria as possible. Now, Chuck, your question, whether each subtask asks staff. But again, if this document is ready, then they will have clear-cut picture, and beyond that, if they ask something, it is well and good.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Oh, yes. Yes, Victoria.
I was just wondering if SS is also making the point, and perhaps you're not, SS, but you can say so. I mean, were you also saying there must be other work, you know, in relation to the board and the Structural Improvements Committee, there must be other more detailed analysis that we might be able to have? I think Rob answered that question and said that we're not allowed it and that it's private and confidential. So I just note that in case that was an issue that you were raising. But I have to say I agree with what SS is saying. I found, not to be critical, it's not personal as a remark, but I did find the constituency analysis conclusory, i.e. it was drawing conclusions without necessarily setting out the base information so one could validate the conclusion and form an independent view of it. And that's why I undertook the table exercise that I did of putting some of the actual data into that table. And I don't know if other people found it helpful, but I did. And it could be vastly improved, I think. So, I mean, I think there might be room to sort of merge all the exercises, someone to manage the process of merging all those exercises into a great big master table or something. But I don't know if that's where you were going with that or not.
Let's do the following. I think we have some interesting ideas here, but we have some people not participating today that may want to say something about this. Let's exchange these ideas in the list. SS, could you summarize your what you said, and also Victoria, and try to find an agreed way of using this base information to go to our next step and discuss this in the list and in our next conference call in 2 weeks. Do you think that's feasible? So we can discuss it in the list and finish our. We have two more points in our agenda, and we have 10 minutes, like 8 minutes.
Olga?
Yes?
Yeah, I'd just like to ask perhaps, I don't know if SS or Julie could identify in a very short mail which the criteria items to be added would be, because if we can get that in a very short email, that would give us clarity on whether we think, you know, it's worthwhile getting Julie to expand her research into new issues.
Exactly, that's the idea, to share some ideas and also help Julie understanding her task to be done, and also let the others in the list to participate, because we are not and it's not everyone on the call, and I think this should be agreed among the whole working team.
So Olga, SS here.
Yes.
Now you have given me some task, I'll do it. But what Victoria spoke, I could not understand correctly or clearly. So I'll request Victoria to put down her comments into email. That will be useful to me.
Yep, sure. Great. That's a great idea, and I think it will help everyone on the call and those who are not on the call also.
And the second Michael's question, that the criteria I expect staff to prepare, because they are more clear about the things than I. I mean, I have just picked up two criteria to show and help WT to go further into this.
Okay, let's see how we agree to move forward about this and see how the staff will be involved in preparing what they have to do and our involvement as a working team. So I would suggest to raise 2 points that Victoria wanted to talk about, the formal status of the COT as a constituency part of the OSC and the role of the OSC in relation with our work product. Victoria, would you comment about these 2 points of this that you suggested to include in the agenda?
Yes, certainly. And Julie, thank you very much for sending me some. They were actually very helpful. I do read all these links, actually, sooner or later. But it's a huge amount of information to digest when you're trying to get on top of it. Look, it seems clear. My understanding is, I mean, I think maybe part of my issue, and I apologize to everyone if I was driving them crazy over the list by asking so many questions, but I mean, although people are reporting out of our group to the OSC, of course Chuck and Olga do tell us stuff, but I mean, it's usually coming, you know, it's not coming in advance, and you can't consider it clearly necessarily. So I think that there's a, but I saw from what Julie said, look, basically my question was, are they just managing? They're not, I wanted to be sure that there wasn't a replication or to understand the nature of any overlap. I mean, in the steering committee and our work team, and also their role in relation to our work product. Because, but I think from the charters that Julie sent, and Chuck and Olga, you can comment on this, they've set up these three subcommittees basically, and they're just going to manage and oversee our tasks. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. The steering committee is not doing any detailed work on these things. They're serving really a coordinating function, getting the team started. If the teams have questions, you know, trying to answer those questions, serving as an interface between the teams and the council as that's necessary. So really, in practical terms, the steering committee, the OSC in particular, is not very active right now, other than, you know, on a list, keeping them informed, and then giving reports to the council in terms of progress of the work teams. The real work's going on at the work teams.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. It's all I needed to know, and I'm happy with that.
Okay. So, any other business? Any other comments? I think we have some things to do in our list. I will send the email right now to the list and to Glenn to see if we can find a date and a time that suits everyone, present and people remote participating, and we can exchange some ideas on how to use the existing information to prepare our outcome. We still have something to do about the working plan. We have a new due date for Tuesday, 26 May, and we have another due date for Friday, June 5, for exchanging some ideas about best practices. Is there any other comment or any other issue to be discussed in the call?
Well, I have one. I just to follow up on what I was just saying. Would it be possible, do you think, for either Chuck or Olga or someone to perhaps from time to time give us a, you know, because it very much is like, you know, you still have to pull and ask for the information. We're not necessarily getting an automatic update on wider developments impacting our work and or materials that are arising that may be useful. And I just don't know what other people think about whether or not that would be helpful, but I would find it helpful.
It sounds like a good idea. I've been trying to forward Olga anything that I saw that might relate to this particular working team. And in fact, I think I forwarded her something this week that it was a topic that came up that I saw, oh, this could be something for this particular work team. I do the same thing because I'm OSC chair, I do the same thing, and I've sent several to Ray Fassett, who chairs the GNSO operations work team. So I'm trying to do that. I may not have done it well enough, but I'll try to be more diligent in that regard.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, we'll try to gather all the information that's relevant. I myself also try to send to the list all the things I think are important, but maybe we missed something. So perhaps some other people on the working team may find relevant information, and please share it into our list.
Let me ask a quick question.
Sure.
Would you rather I send it to the whole list or just to you? Probably I've been sending it to you because you're the chair, but if you're comfortable, I can send it to the whole list.
I cannot recall in this moment your message, and I, for some reason, I didn't share it with the list because I don't remember exactly what it was in this moment, and I thought it was okay to have that in mind for myself as a chair. But if you think that's an important issue to share with the list, that's fine.
Okay.
I agree that the list must be, I'm not the one sending everything to the list because I think we have to take care of the list. It's not people don't pay attention to the email. But if there is something that you think is important, just please share it with the list.
Okay,
I think we're done. It's 1 hour. We made it this time. Thank you all very much for your participation. I will send right now this information about trying to find a date and time in Sydney for a face-to-face meeting. And we have some due dates to and some tasks to be done for this date. And we meet in 2 weeks, right? In a conference call, of course.
Yes, and thanks, Olga. Nice meeting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.